But first, the partial government shutdown. We'll review how that unfolded. Without a budget for the fiscal year starting October 1st, government agencies would have needed a temporary spending measure by Monday night, September 30th, at midnight. In the House of Representatives, the majority Republicans did pass a spending bill, but it would have removed all money from the health reform, Obamacare. So Democrats who run the Senate refused, and the White House also said no. CBS's Nancy Cordes, covering Congress, reported Monday evening.
With time running out, House Speaker John Boehner announced his party's newest salvo, a bill to fund the government that also delays the individual mandate in the health care law, which requires all Americans to buy insurance.
The House will act this evening, and we'll send it over to the United States Senate.
Senate Leader Harry Reid warned this bill would meet the same fate as the previous two, which would have defunded or delayed the health care bill altogether.
They are closing down the government. I don't know what in the world is wrong with them, why they're fixated on this Obamacare. It is the law.
The strategy is being championed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, along with dozens of Tea Party House Republicans. Who wrote a wave of Obamacare-related anger into office in 2010. Louisiana's John Fleming.
Do you think this is worth shutting down the government over?
I think this is worth fighting over Obamacare, which the American people reject.
But for the first time, some House Republicans, like New York's Peter King, are saying they won't go along with their GOP colleagues.
No, I'm going to vote against it. I have to vote against it. All we're doing is leading ourselves into a government shutdown for no reason. That we've been, in effect, hijacked by Ted Cruz and by a segment of this party that has prevented us from keeping the government open.
President Obama continued all week to blame Republicans for paralyzing many government services and putting 800,000 federal employees on unpaid furlough. CBS News chief White House correspondent Major Garrett this past Monday, hours before the shutdown started.
The White House calls House Republicans extortionists. President Obama said a government shutdown would harm federal workers as well as the broader economy and undercut American prestige.
It does not have to happen. All of this is entirely preventable if the House chooses to do what the Senate has already done. And that's the simple act of funding our government without making extraneous and controversial demands in the process.
President Obama said he won't sacrifice the Affordable Care Act, a central issue in his reelection campaign, just to keep the government open.
One faction of one party in one House of Congress, in one branch of government, doesn't get to shut down the entire government just to refight the results of an election.
The next day, Tuesday, federal government workers were told to stay home. Only 20% of the 800,000 here in Washington. In Atlanta, for instance, CBS's Mark Strassman visited the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Two-thirds of the center's 13,000 employees worldwide have been furloughed. Director Dr. Thomas Frieden. Worried?
I am worried. I usually don't lose sleep despite the many threats that we face, but I'm losing sleep because I don't know that we'll be able to find and stop things that might kill people.
The shutdown means the CDC will not be able to produce the weekly national map that tracks flu outbreaks state by state. Flu season began last month.
We will be less able to determine when it's come, what kind of flu has come, or to respond to outbreaks.
More people are likely to get sick just because there's been no warning to let them know that what a problem they have.
What we won't know is what's happening with flu. Where is it spreading? What types of flu are spreading? This really interferes with our ability to protect people.
Frieden worries about other outbreaks the CDC will not be able to track, including hepatitis A, salmonella, and measles.
There's an outbreak of something like Legionella pneumonia. We may not detect it, we may not find it, we may not stop it. If there's an outbreak of foodborne illness that affects people in multiple states, we may not identify it promptly.
By Wednesday, the Republican leadership in the House tried to pass bills with funding for specific things, such as the National Institutes of Health. Democrats, including President Obama, said no way. They said reopen the whole government, and then we can work on a full-year budget. Nancy Cordes reported Wednesday.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
We are going to take every issue that is out there that we have agreement on, and put it on the floor, and we will pass the funding bills to go to the Senate.
Senate Democrats vowed to block the bills, and most House Democrats voted no. Ohio's Joyce Beatty.
It's like asking a large family for the parents to pick three children to feed and let the others starve before their eyes.
Senate Democrats say the only funding they'll agree to is a bill that funds the full government, no strings attached. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid was asked if he would be open to funding cancer research for kids only, and his response was, why would I do that?
Economists, including those in the Treasury Department, said a much bigger problem than a shutdown would be the U.S. government unable to pay its debts and keep borrowing by selling bonds. That could happen in less than 2 weeks, they said, unless Congress agrees to raise the debt ceiling. Usually routine, but nothing's routine these days. CBS's Bob Fuss reported on Friday.
With no movement towards an end to this shutdown and a new crisis on the debt ceiling fast approaching, tempers are fraying. House Speaker John Boehner says it's not about political gain.
This isn't some damn game. The American people don't want their government shut down, and neither do I.
But he won't have a vote to reopen it without concessions on the Affordable Care Act. Democrats like Senator Barbara Mikulski say no to that and want this ended.
It's time to stop the blame game and to reopen government.
Something that shows no sign of happening anytime soon. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
That as of Friday afternoon. That's when President Obama took Vice President Joe Biden out for a stroll with Secret Service bodyguards to a sandwich shop where he said about the federal shutdown and workers not knowing if and when they'll be paid.
As long as they're off the job, nobody's winning. And that's the point. We should get this over with as soon as possible.